The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
Susan, I'll talk to Emily first. Emily Gaines, good morning.
Hello.
How are you, Emily?
I'm good, how are you?
Now, before, I'm great, thank you. Before we people think, are we doing a I Know Stuff quiz? We're not, because you're too old, you're ancient. You're how old? How old are you?
I'm 15.
Okay, and tell me about, you're in what, third year?
Yeah.
What school?
Temple Carrick.
Which is where?
It's in Greystones.
And what is the course that Miss Andrews is teaching you?
Philosophy.
And talk to me about that.
So, philosophy is, it's a subject in school and we look at life from different perspectives and opinions. And, in school we, it's more discussion-based. We'll sit in a circle and we talk about different topics and take turns stating our opinions, and it's really enjoyable and interesting, yeah.
It sounds fascinating. What sort of topics would you cover, Emily?
There's loads of different ones. We can do timeless questions like, what is happiness? But we also might look at social media, like, should social media have an age limit? So there's loads of different stuff we cover.
And you just shoot the breeze, like you're having a cup of coffee with your friends, or, are you trying to find answers, or what's the point, if I may?
Yeah, it's to question life and to look at life from different perspectives. So it creates a very open-minded environment for people to just say whatever they want and for people to listen. It's really interesting and important, yeah.
And do you see people's personalities coming out? Do you see the alpha female or male, or do you see the passive person, or the person, the sniper personality only comes out every now and again but comes out with a brilliant bullet?
Yeah, that can happen, yeah.
You can see all of that coming out. Where do you fit into all that?
I like to take part a lot in philosophy class because I just love stating what I believe as well, and I think it's great, yeah.
I love the idea. I would have loved this class because it sounds like a charter for people who like talking.
Definitely, yeah.
So you wouldn't want to be hiding in the corner being shy about this. Tell me about the word thunk. What is a thunk? I've never heard of that.
So a thunk is a quick fire question, and it's basically to put you on the spot and to come up with an instant answer. So yeah.
Oh god, that's tough. So if I was to ask you a thunk.
Yeah.
Before I ask you the thunk, who's your English teacher?
Miss Kavanagh.
And who's your philosophy teacher?
Miss Andrews.
Okay, you ready for your thunk?
Yeah.
Who do you prefer, Miss Kavanagh or Miss Andrews?
Oh, I can't answer that.
You see, well, now you just failed your philosophy exam. No, but I mean, that was a stupid question, because obviously it's much more important questions like, should a footballer be paid more than a nurse?
Yeah, I think that's a very interesting question, because footballers would bring in more revenue, so in that case they'd earn more money. But nurses contribute a lot to society, but I think regardless that nurses should be paid more than what they're currently receiving.
Good answer.
Thank you.
Okay. Which has more freedom, an aunt or child?
Well, this again is perspective, because an aunt would technically have more freedom. They can do whatever they want, go anywhere, do anything. Whereas a child would have parents to look after them, but a child also, they're more interested in the world. They wouldn't know as well what it's like to be not free. So I'd probably say an aunt, yeah.
Mm. But you don't know what an aunt is thinking psychologically about life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Are aunts miserable?
You wouldn't know.
Are aunts ecstatic?
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to be an aunt, you're going to be in their world. And while it is productive, they certainly look busy and they look like they get stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
Are they slaves in the aunt world?
That's interesting, actually.
Is there a hierarchy? Like, is there a king ant whipping them into action to make that hill?
That'd be interesting, actually. I'd love to find that out.
we haven't even started on bees and drones and queens.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on there? I mean, we say it's beautiful, but that's our choice to comment on the aesthetic and the work ethic. But actually, there could be a whole slave labour vibe going on there.
Yeah, actually.
You know, drone bees could be thinking, oh, I hate honey. I hate the queen. I want to rebel. I want to be Spartacus, but I can't because I'm just stuck in this life.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Tell you, Emily, we could have a whole class here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Is it better to play well and lose or play badly and win?
I this actually is very relevant to me because I play soccer.
Yes. Okay. So what position do you play?
I play centre mid.
Yeah. So you've got a duty to your team to come up with the goods.
Yeah. See, I would rather play badly and win, because if you play well and lose, that's good for you, I guess, but it's not for the team. And if you play badly and win, it's more likely you're going to come up against better opposition, which means you'll become a better player. So I would choose play badly and win for my answer.
Yeah, it's a great answer. And you also need results.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, you have to win. But at any cost is the question. Mm-hmm. I'm loving this, I must say. Can you apply what you learn then? I mean, is it practical? I found, for example, mathematics lost all its relevance in terms of the real world as soon as I left school, bar adding and subtracting, and even mm-hmm. at that I'm bad. So I couldn't apply maths to anything. I couldn't understand the point of it. Now, people will text in and say, but you're not doing the play. Yeah, that's fine. I'm just telling you, in a practical sense, the English and history just serve my world beautifully. What about you? Can you apply your philosophical ruminations and meanderings to real life, even at 15, which is an important age? I mean, yeah. You're an active member of society. Just talk to me about that.
Yeah, I think definitely you can apply it to day life. I've actually found that I'm probably better at winning arguments against my parents.
You see your parents going, don't pick philosophy. Emma, you're fine. What would your chief arguments with your parents be on a given day? I mean, you're 15 now, and it's a tough... 15 is a difficult enough age because there's lots going on in the world. Now, what do you find yourself getting into tiffs with your parents about?
It can occur with getting up too late. Or going to bed too late as well. A lot of that.
Okay, let's go for another philosophical conundrum. Should you at 15 stay in bed longer and be rested for the day, or have a shorter day in bed and be grumpy?
I'd say a longer day in bed and have a good energetic day.
You would say that, wouldn't you? Okay, I love what you do. I think it's great. These are like kind of fun-sized salons for the next generation. It's wonderful. So the UCD Young Philosophy Awards, you won one last year. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And you're going to take part again this year?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you working on?
So I'm working on an essay. The title is Social Media, Is Freedom of Speech Causing More Harm Than Good?
Wow, what a timely, wonderful idea for a piece to write.
Thank you.
And how many words have you to do?
I think it's maximum 1,500, so about 3 pages.
And how much have you got done so far?
I haven't actually done too much. It's not due until April 16th, I think. But I've done an introduction and I've planned out what I want to say in it. So.
Do you run it by your folks or do you just work off your own bat?
Yeah, I usually talk to my parents and family about it as well, because I think they can offer a lot of insight, because, as again, philosophy is all about different perspectives. So I think it's great to have other people to listen to.
Yeah, to bounce off, I suppose, yeah. And everything like that. Okay. Do you think all schools should have philosophy on the curriculum?
Yeah, I definitely think that. I found that I think it makes people more confident, as usually in classes, kids wouldn't ask many questions because they're fear of being wrong.
Yes.
But in philosophy, there's no right or wrong answer. You could, as long as you make a point and you back it up by evidence or an explanation, then that's absolutely fine. Mm. So I think that definitely helps.
Could you consider a job as running the country maybe in the next few weeks?
Maybe.
Thanks, Emily. Okay, that's good. Let's talk to your teacher, Miss Andrews. Good morning, Susan Andrews.
Hi, how are you?
Very nice
Thanks
to talk
for having
to you.
Me on.
Not at
morning,
all.
Morning, Emily.
Emily, you just laughed at her.
Emily.
You could say good morning, Miss Andrews, or whatever you call her.
Hi, Miss Andrews.
That's more
Hi,
like us.
How are
yeah,
you?
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. Miss Andrews says good morning, and Emily goes, yeah. Anyway, Miss Andrews.
Hi.
Was this your
you?
Idea to bring philosophy into this school?
Originally, yes.
Why?
I suppose I studied philosophy, but I worked abroad a lot in international schools, and the theory of knowledge is a big subject in France and Germany. And I often thought there weren't enough good examples of good discussions for students. So I just started doing it myself in class, and then I formalised it with the NCCA and other co-authors. We wrote the short course.
Well,
for the junior cycle.
Allow me to doff my cap to you, because I think it's a wonderful idea that you, and I'm so happy that you kept going. How many questions per day would the average four-year-old ask?
Well, I mean, I have children as well, and if you know, like, research shows they ask more than 300 questions a day. Any parent knows that?
What?
But even if I taught in primary schools as well, kids are full of wonder and curiosity, asking everything about the world. But once they reach first year in secondary school, it goes to zero, you know? And the key issue is we value the answers too much in schools. And questions are really a survival skill for us. And it becomes more true in an era of the pandemic. So I think it's really important that we emphasise the questions more than the answers in schools.
What is your favourite question to ask a class, and what, in terms of the philosophy or a thunk or whatever? What do you find gets most reaction?
Well, I mean, those thunks are like kind of warm-up things.
Okay.
You know, like they have... There's a lot of questions. I always think the three Fs are the ones the students are always looking at: friendship, fairness, and freedom. So I've been teaching this for years, and these are the topics that come up over and over again. Whether you should lie to a friend, or they're always discussing bad leaders and who decides what beauty is, and do our pets know we love them, because all our students love their pets. So those sort of questions are the questions the students come up with. But I might start with something like, I just bring in a stimulus. It could be a video clip or a little article, or it could be something funny like a Jaffa cake. And I've had a whole class just based on Jaffa cake, you know. And I'm not broadcasting content or anything, but the argument was whether it was a biscuit or a cake.
Yes.
And we think that every concept has to have a strict definition. But when they're practicing this sort of discussions, they become much more adept at looking at things at different, you know, like once you get over all the giggling and the funny stuff and, you know, arguing, they really get into the nitty gritty. And that day we had the Jaffa cake. I think we ended up talking about gender and what defines us. And it also led to a big discussion on sport and what was sport for in schools. So it's always reflecting what's going on in the student's life at the time. So it doesn't matter what I present to them, they will stimulate, they will come back with whatever their big questions are at that moment that they're grappling with.
It's a wonderful thing that you're doing, and for ideas and for discussion and for enlightenment. We'll leave it there for now. Susan Andrews, lovely to talk to you. Emily Gaines,
okay.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you very much.
Really enjoyed that indeed. UCD School of Philosophy. So they encourage students from all over Ireland, from fifth class to second level, to get involved in the Irish Youth Philosophy Awards, and details on our website, and you can go to Young Philosophers Awards, youngphilosopherawards.ucd.ie, and that will have all the details you need on all of the above. And it's all schools in France, says Colette, teach philosophy, and a lot of love for young Emily as somebody is providing us with a little hope for the future.